Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show heard every Saturday morning on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley and we want to thank you so much for joining us. Kind of weird to say good afternoon after doing a while from 7 to 8 in the morning. And say hello to my partner, Red Merrill.
Hey, Scott. Man, it is exciting to be here at this afternoon hour.
It is. I actually ran down the Tanner Gun Show for just a moment this morning.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I had to see a client down there real quick. But it was weird not having to get up at 5 o'clock and prepare for the show a little bit. And I asked John Rush to hang over, and I want to bring him on because he has had a long 48 hours or so.
Right.
But John's with Drive Radio, and of course, you guys just heard him go off there. And it was really John's brainchild to make this happen, and I'm thankful to him for doing that and for us to move to after his show because it is a great fit with automotive and our diesel trucks and four-wheel drives. And so he has a great website. You need to check it out for all your automobile concerns. And give us some contact information and what's the
Sure. No, if any of you guys listening that want to know more about what we do on Drive Radio, just go to drive-radio.com. We're on every Saturday here on the same station. So we're going to be right before Scott. So hopefully some of my listeners or our listeners on Drive Radio are going to transition over and keep listening to Sportsmen of Colorado. And hopefully some of your listeners will do exactly the same because, guys, we talk about everything. Now, one thing I will tell you is our show, 10 a.m., 1 p.m. every Saturday, we are a caller-driven show. Today, for example, I had three topics, and I had a bunch of stuff we were going to talk about, and the reality is we had over 30 callers, and when the callers keep asking questions, we're going to keep giving them answers, and that's really what our number one goal is, to assist the motoring public, help them with whatever needs they've got, and that's what it's all about. And of course, part of why I wanted to see you guys on after us was anybody going to the outdoors is typically driving some sort of a SUV, four-wheel drive, truck, camper, RV, you name it. And it just fits so well because there's so many things that you need to do to be prepared. We talked about in my show just a moment ago, the worst thing that can happen or the number one way to ruin a good outdoor trip is have car problems.
That's true.
Period.
Drive a Ford.
It just messes up.
Behave yourself.
It just messes up everything. So, you know, just to give Scott, you know, to give Scott and you guys some history, and Scott knows me very well, but, you know, yeah, I've had over 30-plus years in the automotive industry. I've owned my own business for literally 30-plus years also. I grew up in the automotive industry. It's really all I've ever done and known. But I love you guys' topics. I've been an outdoorsman for a number of years. I don't do it as much as I used to because I'm typically here doing more of this. But now that my kids are more grown and we don't have football games and things on the weekends and all the things that, you know, youngsters get involved in sporting-wise, hopefully we can get back into it and get to doing some things. But I love the – I mean, and we still do. I mean, we just came back from Hawaii and did a 8-mile hike. And actually, my wife and I figured out between the walking, hiking, we did over 60 miles in the last 2 weeks. So I still love the outdoors, or I wouldn't have done that.
Absolutely. And I want to mention John's show weekdays from 2 to 3, Rush to Reason. And you know, great show about local things going on, some with government and just current event issues. And there are some guys that are way more educated on that political field than I am. And so,
and me.
You know, yeah, and we don't get into a lot of that with Haystack Help. Our deal is more consumer help. But John really has some great issues. So check his show out, Rush to Reason. Got Facebook on that. Drive Radio has Facebook. So be sure and get hooked up with these guys. And the last thing real quick, and then I'll cut John loose, is we are teaming up with something that we're launching August the 15th called Senior Resource of Colorado. This is going to be a dedicated website to help seniors and their caregivers. And I believe this is a big need out there. And so everybody that's going to be on this list will go through background checks just like they do at Haystack. And so we're going to be really excited about that. We'll be pushing that more as the website becomes live. But John and his Drive Radio guys, they are going to handle, because they've got great locations all across the city, they're going to handle our maintenance and repair. So the Colorado Select Group, and we are thrilled for that partnership because I'm telling you, not a lot of trust out there in the contractor field and automotive, and we want to build that trust there and help seniors.
Yeah, and we're excited about it. And we were talking even before the show today how a lot of our Colorado Select members especially, which, by the way, is one of the big sponsors of Drive Radio, so it's an independent side of Drive Radio. We have 12 member shops from, as you say, from Fort Collins to Parker. And every one of those guys already do some things for seniors anyway. So this just really puts some solidification into what some of our guys are already doing. And we'll just be more, how do you want to say it? We'll just talk more about those things. And just as a side note, the two or three times I've mentioned this on Drive Radio, I have had two or three email responses right after the show asking, please let us know when this gets available. Because I've got parents, grandparents, you know, caregivers, et cetera, like you just talked about, that we'll be able to plug into this. And some of my listeners just directly are going to want to know more about it. So it's an awesome thing.
Well, you're absolutely. You know, I won't really know about that. I'm up in that category, you know, of the seniors. I need every resource available.
But see, Red, you got to know how to get on a website, too. So that's
right. So, Scott, one question I had, which, you know, and I don't want to take all of your time, but I did have was, you know, what are you going to consider, you know, a senior? So, you know, I'm not getting any younger. So where are we at with this?
I mean, I'm 56 years old, and here's what I've been talking to, because I've asked some people that exact question. And basically, if you ask for the senior, now you can't be 23 and ask for it, but if you're in that 55 plus range, we're going to take care of you.
Okay.
And that's what my contractors have said.
Okay.
Amazing Moves has signed up with us. We've had attorneys sign up. Academy Roofing, one of our good roofers, man, one of the biggest areas of scams is roofing.
Yeah.
We had a lady in our church, and what really was the final nail in the coffin, so to speak, to really push me to do this was a lady in our church that came to me in Englewood, and she said, while it was hailing, three roofers came to her door. While it was hailing, and so
that's predatory.
I just don't want to do that. Yep. And so again, this list is not going to have you're not going to go to roofing and see eight roofing companies. Academy Roofing is the one I believe in. So, you know, it's going to be pretty cut and dried. Your guys, that's who we believe in.
Got it.
And so, you know, this will be great. We'll call seniorresourceofcolorado.com. Again, we look to launch this August 15th. And, you know, from time to time, John and his guys, they'll throw out some specials for us, for our seniors. Yep. And we are really looking forward to that. Now, we were on your show. You were kind enough to bring Red now on your show a week or so ago. And we talked a little bit about conservation. So last 3 minutes here,
okay.
I'm going to touch back on that. And what made you kind of think of that whole conservation thing too?
Well,
that anti-hunting
some
crowd
of it
out
was
there
just,
is pretty bitter.
Yeah, and a lot of it was, if you're into Facebook at all, which I have to be just because of, I've got kids, I've got 11 grandkids now. I mean, a lot of things with that younger generation, even pictures back to grandma, grandpa come through Facebook. So I'm a part of that, A, for that, B, for the radio show stuff I do, and the business side, not so much. But if you look at Facebook, you know, so far there's been two key stories within the last month, one being Kendall Jones, who's a young, you know, college-age girl who does hunting, et cetera, put some stuff up on her Facebook of being on some big game hunts, et cetera, and just got literally crucified for putting this stuff up. Another gal had a modeling contract, put some things up, you know, and this is overseas, by the way, put some things up on her Facebook page about hunting, pictures of dead animals, you know, kills,
right,
if you would. And all of a sudden, the modeling contract is gone. So it just made me think, you know what? The left especially just hates hunters. And I don't know. I have yet to figure out why that is. Because it's just so anti-conservation to hate the guys and gals, by the way. It's a unisex thing. It's no longer, hunting has gotten huge on the female spectrum, by the way. It's no longer just a bunch of guys out doing it. It's both sexes doing it. But they're the ones that really are doing the conservation. They're the ones that are out in the trenches, paying money, paying for licenses, doing the extra work, going out and doing rejuvenation, feeding animals, you know, I've seen farmers out in the middle of winter up in Craig, you know, taking hay out of their own barn to feed the elk. Mm-hmm. I don't see the left doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, they're not. The guys that are the real true conservationists are the guys out hunting, fishing, and enjoying the outdoors.
That's exactly right, John. And, you know, just to be honest, the left, the liberals, the Democrats, they don't really care about wildlife.
No.
What they care about is their personal agenda.
That's right.
And, you know, you're talking about sale of license fees. One of the reasons hunting is conservation is that through the sale of state license and fees, hunters pay $796 million a year for conservation programs. The left doesn't do that. The Humane Society doesn't do that. PETA doesn't do that. They're not spending money to conserve animals. And the number one thing in having a large population of game is habitat.
That's right.
You've got to have the right food source, water source, space. And, you know, the number one cause of the decline of animals is urbanization. You know, I've seen the bumper sticker. Now, this is just a joke. It's used as a joke, but it says, save an elk, shoot a land developer. Now, get this straight. We're not in favor of shooting land developers,
right.
Okay? It's a joke to bring to truth a light.
Right,
you know, ski places going in. I used to love to ski. I don't ski anymore. But I used to love to ski.
Urbanization. Growth of different populaces has more to do. And I'm with Red. That doesn't mean that that's not – it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So let's figure out – how to blend that together to
Absolutely.
Where we can still keep the game where they need to be, keep the development where it needs to be. But to Red's point, I wanted to add, the left would rather spend more money on getting you to think that all hunting is bad
right.
rather than spending it on the actual conservation itself. And that's where their money goes, is to brainwash you and I into thinking something that we shouldn't.
That's right.
Absolutely right.
You know, in 1937, hunters actually affected, lobbied Congress to pass a law, and that law is called the Pittman-Robertson Act, which was passed in 1937, and it's a tax on guns and ammo and hunting and fishing-related equipment. And that tax so far has raised more than $7.2 billion for wildlife conservation. And that money is spent on improving habitat and educating hunters, and the left doesn't spend that money.
No.
This is people who believe in having a sustainable population of wild game.
Yep.
And it's hunters that do that. And let me read right. Okay, we got to take a break.
Yeah,
right
we're up against the clock.
Ahead,
let me
Scott.
Take a break and we'll come back to that, and then I'll let John go before he passes out.
Oh, you're fine.
But John, thank you very, very much. And I mean, I'd love
Appreciate
you to stay
it.
The whole show, but we're going to hook up more. Again, check out Rush to Reason, 2 to 3 weekdays. And of course, Haystack Help is on 4 to 5 during the week. And here we are at our new time from 1 to 2 with Sportsman of Colorado. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037, or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Grassroots Radio Colorado, Monday afternoon at 5 on KLZ 560.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. Again, we want to thank John Rush and his guys with Drive Radio, and we are looking forward to this partnership, following them, and then as well, as I mentioned, the Senior Resource of Colorado thing we're going to be kicking off in mid-August. They are great guys to trust on their cars, and, man, you can call in and ask any question in the world. Those guys can answer it. So be sure and stay tuned to their show, 10 to 1, and then our new time, effective today, is from 1 to 2. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. There you'll find a lot of information. We have a bragging gallery. And we will post your photos there. So if you look at that area there, you'll be able to see the information we need to post your pictures. So check that out. We have an Ask the Expert segment. If we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And we're actually working with some of our other sponsors and going to offer several different gift cards with that. We've got our friends over at the Outdoorsman Attic I want to mention real quick. They're located at 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. This is the coolest store in the world. They're an outdoor gear consignment, including camping, fishing, hunting, firearms. And what I want to mention now is licenses. Now, here's why that's important. Tuesday, August 5th, is when you can buy from the leftover license. I ran by the Division of Wildlife yesterday and looked at the leftover tags, and you want to get on this, again, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Now, instead of going down to the Division of Wildlife, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, you can go simply go into Outdoorsman Attic and get your licenses there. They have, now, if there's not much parking in the front there on Broadway, so swing around the back. They've got plenty of parking. If you've got something you want to sell, instead of sitting out with a garage sale and sitting out with all your junk, take it over to them. Now, don't take them junk. I didn't mean that. It's got to be merchandise that's in pretty good equipment. But the way it works is, you simply take it there. They will sell it. They take a 15% commission, and I promise you, you'll get a lot more for it than you would trying to sell it on your own or putting it in Craigslist and all that. So Outdoorsman Attic, 3435 South Broadway. Again, the leftover licenses for Big Game goes on sale this Tuesday at 9 a.m. You can simply go there to Outdoorsman Attic and get your license. Well, Red, this conservation thing, again, is something that's pretty interesting because, you know, as he was mentioning, the cheerleader out of Texas Tech, and I mean, people were putting things on comments like someone should shoot her. Yeah. And I mean, they were serious, you know. So you had something about South Africa. So tell us
sure.
A bit about that.
This is from a publication called Professional Hunters Association of South Africa. And this is just a little paragraph about what the conservation effort has done for the wildlife population in South Africa. South Africa's wildlife and conservation success story is unparalleled anywhere in the world. The safari hunting industry played a pivotal role in this since day one and will continue to do so indefinitely. In 1964, there was approximately 575,000, now get that number, 575,000 wild game animals countrywide in South Africa. During the 1960s, safari hunting and game ranching were mere fledglings in South Africa, but the fact of the matter is that hunting started to place a value on wildlife and wild areas, creating a direct incentive to purchase, own, protect, and conserve wildlife. And today, South Africa boasts a population of close to 19 million. Now, get that number compared to what it was in the 60s, 575,000, and today, 19 million. And that ought to wake people up to the fact that hunting is the most conservation-directed effort anywhere in the world towards increasing the wildlife
population. Kenya, on the other hand, eliminated hunting, and their wildlife population drastically decreased because there's no incentive to protect the game.
Right. And John was just talking when we closed out our first segment about how Colorado Parks and Wildlife, from the hunting side of it, you know, that really, really comes from hunting and fishing license. And, you know, when you and I were talking back with Randy Hampton, which is he actually left Colorado Parks and Wildlife, he shared with us somehow that money is split up. And it's not funded very well.
No.
Yeah, yeah. At all.
Well, even within the, you know, I'm a strong proponent of the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they used to be the Colorado Division of Wildlife, and they joined with the parks side. But all the money that the Division of Wildlife side of the Colorado Parks and Wildlife is totally funded by the sale of hunting and fishing licenses. They don't get one dime of public tax dollars. Now, within the department, I'm sure that some of that money may be over bureaucratically
right.
funded, but the fact is that it's hunters and fishermen that are the conservation leaders, not only in the state of Colorado, but everywhere in America. So.
And, you know, it's just amazing, again, the hatred. And, again, I'm not talking down to people when I say the lack of knowledge, but that's the kindest way I know how to put it, the lack of knowledge to the anti-hunting crowd, that they don't understand that, as we talked about, and, we talk about, I know this is Sportsman Colorado, and we talk about South Africa just because we've been over there and we got to see that for the first time a year ago. But when you look at when these areas get overpopulated, the habitat gets torn up, you know, animals kill each other, you know, as I mentioned last week when we had Keith and Vicky on, as they had just returned from their deal with Bushman's Quiver, you know, zebras, they get old, they can't eat, they lose their teeth so they can't eat. So that's what the PHs and professional hunters, you know, that's their goal, is to cull those herds, so to speak, to keep a healthy population.
Sure. And, I mean, it provides not only for the increase of habitat, and the increase in the number of animals that can be hunted, it's a valuable resource for individuals who enjoy sport hunting. Everybody wins in this game. You know, a few years ago, up at Rocky Mountain National Park, they wanted to cull some animals, and so they sent park rangers in to shoot them. If they could have sold those licenses, I guarantee, for $10,000 a piece, and people would have lined up for a chance to go in and shoot a big elk. And so that's money that goes down the drain. It doesn't go for conservation. It doesn't go to help wildlife at all. It's done because of the ignorance of the general population towards hunting.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. We got Wally on the line. Wally, you're on Sportsman of Colorado with Scott and Red. How are you, bud?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great.
I'm going to ask my question in a second, but comment about what he just said about the hunt that they did in Rocky Mountain National Park.
Right.
They actually paid professional hunters to come in and call, and it was only cows. And then what they did was they had a lottery for people to sign up for the donated meat, because I went to sign up for it, and they had over 5,000 people that had signed up for like 300 animals. So none of it went to waste, but I do agree that they could have opened up those to local hunters,
right,
that were escorted by park rangers instead of paying a professional hunter to come in and do it.
No, absolutely. You're
and,
right.
I mean, it was ridiculous that they spent that money to do that. But anyway, my question is I'm sure that you guys are involved somewhat with one division wildlife meetings and things. Thing that drives me absolutely crazy in this state, why does an out-of-state hunter that is only applying for a preference point have to send in a full $500, you know, it's about $500.
Yep.
For a preference point, only to be refunded that money. If you're applying for only a preference point, why don't they just charge the fee for the preference point and let you keep the rest of your money in the bank until it's time that you're actually buying the license?
You know what? That is a very, very good point. And I am going to be meeting, not this next week because I'm going to be out of town, but the following week, I'm going to be meeting with the new spokesperson that took over for the gentleman that used to come on our show about every other month. And so I will find that out for you, and I will, you know, talk about that in a couple of weeks.
Got one more question I'd like you to ask.
Sure.
Why won't they allow the other thing that's driving me crazy is with the archery. Archery is supposed to be a primitive hunt. So is muzzleloading.
Right.
Now, there have been so many advances in bow technology, sights, counterweights, you know, dampening devices and everything else. They have not prohibited any of that, but we still cannot use loose powder, or I mean pelletized powder, in a muzzleloader.
No, you're right. Red and I are doing muzzleloading this year.
On top of that, we are limited to either buying a cow tag or a bull tag, not an either sex tag. I don't understand why they don't allow a little bit more with the muzzleloader. And then the other question is crossbows. Why won't they allow hunters to use crossbows during archery season in the state?
You know, I've asked that before and kind of get that look back from them, because now you can, if it's a medical type of, you have to get a doctor to write a deal saying, you know, a prescription, so to speak, that you cannot pull a bow back, and then you can. But it's crazy because I got buddies in other states that love crossbow hunting. And, you know, again, I think there's just some things that they say, well, that's just the way it's always been. You know, Red, I don't know.
But why do we have to stay with the way it's always been?
No, I agree with you, man.
I mean, because a crossbow doesn't really have any more distance than a guy that's good with a compound bow.
Right.
If they really want to make it a primitive hunt, then go back to a longbow.
Yep, absolutely. But
you know,
go ahead.
It just frustrates me that they, you know, put so many limitations on muzzleloader, but they don't. They haven't looked at any of the advances in the compound bow technology. And I got to tell you, you have got such advances in that side.
No, you're right. And, Red, you got any comment on that for a break?
Well, Wally, you know, about the crossbow issue, you know, there are a lot of archers on the other side of this issue that would be against the use of crossbows. And so the Division of Wildlife has to take both sides of the argument into consideration. And I personally would not like to see crossbows allowed during the regular archery season, and because it does give somewhat of an unfair advantage to a person who's using a regular bow, and so, you know, the Division of Wildlife, despite some things that I disagree with them, they're still trying to do is the best job to please the entire hunting population. But they not only, even though we're the ones that fund the department, they still have to you know, consider non-hunters and their opinions, because everybody gets to vote. And so,
well,
you know,
not,
it's very difficult to please
one
everybody.
Week during the month-long archery season for crossbows? And also, why are muzzleloaders required to wear orange, but archery guys aren't? During that same week that archery and muzzleloading in the field together, archers should be required to wear orange because they become an invisible target to a guy with a muzzleloader.
Hey, Matt, can we bring Quentin up so he could join this conversation? Okay. I've got our good buddy Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties, and Red and I are actually doing muzzleloading hunting with Quentin up at the ranch in Walden this year. Quentin, Wally's on the line, and he's asking some questions about crossbows and why they're not allowed. You're an outfitter. You've been in the outdoors a long time. What's your opinion on that?
You know, Scott, good to be back with you guys. I guess from an outsetting standpoint, you know, there's a variety of people out there that want to use both any kinds of types of archery equipment, from crossbows to, you know, your combine, compound bows, traditional bows, and things that way. Right now, currently, and I apologize if you guys have already talked about this because I'm just coming in with you now, but, you know, you can use a crossbow during the archery season if you have a handicap permit. We have a lot of hunters out there, and I have a lot of hunters that hunt with me specifically in our operation that cannot pull a compound bow, but definitely want to have that option to hunt during the rut, hunt during that archery season. And so they've gone through the work for shoulder issues or whatever it may be, and filled out the proper paperwork through the Colorado Division of Wildlife to gain that permit to hunt with a crossbow during that time. So
right.
There definitely is some options of being able to do that.
And Wally's point is, you know, talking with some of the Division of Wildlife. We used to have a gentleman, Randy Hampton, which was their public information officer, and he left there. So I'm going to be hooking up in a couple of weeks with the person that took that over to kind of ask some questions. Ben, Wally was also talking about the preference point fee, where out-of-staters have to send in the full amount to get that, only to be refunded.
You know, that issue is something that has been a long-term question for the division for some time, and how all that works. And you can look at a variety of different states around and kind of get some different poll opinions and ideas that way. And that's how a lot of the licenses and state park stuff and everything's funded by the Colorado Division of Wildlife, or I should say Colorado Games and Park Service now. And so, that's definitely been something that a lot of people have asked a lot of questions about over the time being of, you know, why do I have to pay the full amount if I'm only applying for a preference point? Could I pay something like a $50 fee or a $40 fee for any specific animal and gain a preference point a year instead of, you know, giving that dollar back, giving the full amount and then receiving that dollar back on the long run?
Right, right. Well, Wally, what I want to tell you is stay with us. Listen in a couple of weeks. Red and I'll be out next week. We're going to have Trevin Stolfus with Outback Outdoors hosting our show, but we'll be back that following week, and I will have some answers, at least what they tell me. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, Wally. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Wally.
Hey, Quentin, are you tight on time? I've got to take a break. Are you tight on time? Can you hold with us through a break?
You go right ahead.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzfus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, alongside my partner, Red Merrill. We've got Quentin Smith on the line, and Quentin is with QRS Outdoor Specialties. And
no time you cross the ice.
And we've known Quentin for a number of years and hunted with Quentin, and we're looking forward to doing some muzzle-loading hunting this year with Quentin. And Quentin, tell us just a little bit about the what you're hearing as far as the forecast for the season for big game with all the different, you know, rains and fires over the last couple of years. What's going on out there?
Well, you know, over the last couple of years, we've definitely seen a little change in horn growth to be expected for sure because of the drought. You've had two or three years of pretty major drought weather. You expect your horn growth to be really good your first year of your drought, and then after that start kind of tapering back. This year, things are looking really good across the west. As you look, moisture's been great so far. Snowpack was great over the mountain course of it. We're expecting horns to be anywhere from another 10 to 20 inches bigger this year.
Right. Well, that's great.
Yeah, Quentin, because of the increase in moisture and the increase in feed and habitat that helps to create, does that affect the migration routes of the elk and the deer?
Oh, sure it will, as anything will. You know, if you get an area that's got a tremendous amount of grass this year compared to last year, they're going to follow to those animals or to those areas and be, you know, where that feed is available for them. So you can expect to see them probably staying a little higher during the summer to start with. And you know, depending on how our winter comes, that may, you know, result in seeing animals still up higher during the latter part of the fall. If we start getting a tremendous amount of snow and stuff and our fall comes early and winter starts in, we may see those even happen earlier again too, Red.
All right. Do you have any leftover openings for the ranch up there around Walden?
You know, we're really booked up for the year, looking really good so far. We do have a couple of things available on the last half of third rifle season or fourth season. We offer a lot of cow tags and things on the leftover tag system that way and can get tags very easily and readily available, which is August 5th, coming here very quick.
Now, what's some tips for, let's take archery since that comes first. What are some things as you being an outfitter that are, boy, when you get a guy out there that's maybe a seasoned hunter, what are some very common, easy mistakes that an archer can make?
Going and buying a bow and bring it out and sighting it in a camp. The number one problem we see a lot of times, a guy will go out and buy a brand-new bow, pick him up some arrows and some broadheads and think we're going to be sighted in right away. So, you know, the main thing is to just know your equipment, know what you're using. If you're using 100 grain field tips when you're practicing, make sure that you shot your practice broadheads and that they're shooting the same as your field tips and things that way, so that when you get to camp and you get out there in the woods, you know how that equipment is going to respond to any yardage situation and things that way.
Yeah. Now, and that one more question, I'll let you go because I know you're busy. As far as broadheads, what do you like? Do you like a fixed blade or do you like some of these mechanical blades out today? What do you like?
Mechanical blades have come a tremendous long ways here in the industry today, and there's some great ones that have come out that I don't mind a hunter using at all. As a whole, with my hunters, I tell them I prefer them to shoot a fixed blade broadhead, something in 100 to 125 grain, something that's going to have, you know, something in that 2.5 to 2 inch cut in diameter or better. That gives us our best result. You're going to get your best thing from that across the board. Not to take away at all from that mechanical broadhead, because there's some great ones, G5 Tekken. We could name a list of them out there that are you know, Muzzy's got a phenomenal one. You've got a whole list of them out there that are just really, really good mechanical broadheads now.
All right. Well, Quentin, I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking time, and I'll be in touch with you. And Red and I are off to Valdez, Alaska on Monday to do a little fishing, but I'll get in touch with you before we leave.
I'm a little jealous, but we'll see you guys here in a couple of weeks.
All right. That's Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. Check out his website, qrsoutdoors.com. And I want to mention a couple of our other sponsors real quick. And again, this is your first time to hear our show. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. My partner is Red Merrill. We also have Kevin Flesh as a partner on the show. Kevin is a local Denver attorney, avid outdoorsman, and he'll be sitting in with us at times. We have Trevin Stolfus with Outback Outdoors, Willie Schmidt with Pure Hunting. Willie's show is on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on the Sportsman's Channel, so be sure and catch that. But we have One Shot Gear that's here local in town, the World Fishing Network, Bushman's Quiver, and by the way, it is a Tanner Gun Show weekend, so stop out there at the Tanner Gun Show at the Merchandise Mart. Now, Bushman's Quiver, they do a drawing, and That drawing will get you in trouble if you win. But they do a drawing, and they draw it on Sunday afternoon. But no obligation. Go by. Tell Hunter Roop. You heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. And they have a drawing for a seven-day trip. You get a blessed Bach and an Impala. And if you win that, you just want to go do that, you can do that. But Red and I went over there in May of 2013, and our plans are to be back May of 2015. And but they have their drawing there, so stop by and see Hunter. You got High Plains Safe Cells, Jim Parsons, ammo. You're looking for ammo. Ammo Can is out there. And we've got a lot of great sponsors. So check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trade-in values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley, weekday afternoons at 4 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along beside partner Red Merrill. I want to give out Quentin's information again. That's Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoor Specialties. His website, qrsoutdoors.com. You can reach him at 970-757-1662. And if you're looking, he did have a couple openings in Walden. They do have a ranch in Wyoming as well called Split Rock Ranch, and we haven't been able to make it up there, but I hope we can soon. That is a beautiful looking ranch up there. Want to mention one thing. We are going to be starting a segment at 1:30 each week with Jim Arnold and Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. And Jim is going to be joining us pretty much through February. where he gives kind of an outdoor report of what's going on out there. And so whether it be with waterfowl, big game, all that. And so we look forward to that partnership with them. But that's Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and Jim Arnold. And that's going to be at 1:30 every week during our show. Now, again, remember, if you're looking to get a big game license Tuesday, August 5th, you can do that. Stop by our friends at Outdoorsman Attic. They're located at 3435 South Broadway in Englewood. You can call them at 303-781-3626, and they're open 10 to 6, or I believe that's every day. They might close at 5 on Saturday. I need to check that out. But again, this is an outdoor gear consignment, including camping, fishing, hunting, firearms, licenses, bait, and more. Additional parking is in the rear of the building. But go in and talk to Patty and Bill. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and they'll give you an extra good deal there. And we sure appreciate their sponsorship. And again, check out our website. And I know John Rush mentions this on his show, but, you know, our sponsors make our shows possible. Whether it's, you know, John's show with Rush to Reason, Haystack Help Radio, Sportsman of Colorado, our sponsors make our show possible. And we would love for you to do business with them. And again, every one of our sponsors, we hold a great accountability there, and we know these are good people, so we'd love for you to do business with them. Dave Weddle, Frontier Gallery there on South Broadway. Dave's a great guy. If you're into antique firearms and old Western things, Dave's got a great store there, so check them out. Now, great to have our pastor in studio, and we actually got to go on a turkey hunt back in May and Red Lodge, Montana, and had a great time up there, and actually we're able to take a couple of turkeys. And so while turkey season is a little ways away here for the fall, wanted to talk about that experience a little bit and just some of the things that we learned, because to be honest, I had not done a ton of turkey hunting. I've done it a few times, but we were able to go with a gentleman, and boy, it was a very experienced caller, and that was great. So I'll say hello to our pastor. He's been in here the whole show. Great to have you in here.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Red. And by the way, thank you for taking me hunting a few years ago, because that was my first experience in pheasant hunting. And I really hadn't had a lot of experience in bird hunting before that. But you guys took me out, and it was just great. The turkey hunt was my first turkey hunt. And actually, Scott and I were supposed to go at the same time, and I wound up there.
And you cheated. I can say that to my pastor.
I wound up there a few days early, and the first morning I woke up, there were two gobblers in the backyard in town in Red Lodge. And so that got me all fired up, ready to hunt. And then the fellow who was with us up there, one of our good friends, asked me if I'd go with him. And that was 2 days before Scott was supposed to be there. And so I felt really bad, but I went anyway. And it was a real blessing. You know, we did a lot of hiking out there in Montana, saw a lot of game, and was very fortunate. Within 1 hour, I was able to shoot a very nice bird, and
real
just
nice,
had a
yeah.
great time. Yeah, I really don't have a lot to compare it to except for Red's clip springer. And I've often said since I shot that turkey that my turkey was bigger than his clip springer. And so
it actually was.
It was.
That's his world record clip springer. We had a great time, Scott.
We did.
And then Scott came up 2 days later, and what a blessing. He was able to take a bird, and it was just a great time. Great time with friends, great time hunting.
What really was eye-opening to you about that whole experience of what it takes to be successful in turkey hunting?
Well, I think the thing that was so different, especially from how we pheasant hunt, is it's more of a hunting experience where you're out there, you're having to have the camo on, you have to be very quiet, and the calling in of the bird is just it's just phenomenal, especially when we have somebody like we had that really knew what they were doing, and it's really an art. We went out very early in the morning. We started out about 4:30 in the morning. We got all set up, and then we couldn't get the birds called in, climbed a couple mountains. I thought I was going to need 911 before the bird. And anyway, we got up on the second mountain and slid down in some trees, and he started calling and called that bird in from a long, long distance. And it was just a tremendous experience to have him calling that bird and the whole process of it. But I really sense that there's more expertise in the turkey hunt, actually, than just walking and hunting and finding birds with a dog. Certainly more expertise in that.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. We got Carl on the line. Carl, you're on Sportsman of Colorado with Scott and Red.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted, I know you're kind of up against time here. I just wanted to give you a call. I've been a long-time listener, certainly, of The Drive, and I'm a native here in Colorado, a sportsman, and, you know, I know that you were speaking a little bit about politics earlier.
Right.
And I just wanted to let you guys know and let your listeners know that I'm an author. I've written a book that a lot of the folks out at the Tanner Gun Show are really liking. It hasn't been released publicly, but I have review copies available. It's called The American Terrorist, and you can go to theamericanterrorist.com, and just if anyone wants an advance copy, I'd be more than happy to get them out to folks. But it's an outstanding story.
Okay, well, great. Well, we sure appreciate you listening. Appreciate you listening to Drive Radio, and we hope you'll become one of our listeners as well.
I will for sure. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Carl, thank you. Okay. Uh-huh. That'll be $50 for that ad, Carl. Okay. we do hope people will join in and listen again. We will have different guests on. Just tell you a little bit about in our last couple of minutes here. We're going to have different guests on from all areas of the outdoors. And again, we will talk a lot about hunting and fishing because that's what we love to do. But there will also be some things, you know, just about camping. We're going to have some ATV experts, just all about the outdoors. So we hope you'll stay with us. And again, our website is sportsmanofcolorado.com. And Red Merrill, again, is my co-host. And we were speaking actually with our pastor of our church, and we were talking about a turkey hunt. We got a few minutes left here. Matt, can we go to 8? Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Got a couple of minutes in. All right. And now we were talking about the calling on turkeys.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was unbelievable about how, because you can't just buy a box call and just start raking on that thing or put a mouthpiece in. There were some specific tones, and that guy really taught us a lot.
He did, and, you know, we tried the box call, and I think we run every turkey off in the woods. but when they have the expertise to do that with the mouth calls and the box calls, it is just super interesting to me to watch what took place, because the bird actually came in. Our decoy had fallen over. It spooked the bird off, and he started calling a series of different calls that brought that bird back. And, you know, it's really, he got in the bird's head and brought the bird back, and then I was able to shoot the bird, and it was a great experience, and I was just fascinated as I sat there and watched him do that. And then afterwards, we had a long talk about different seasons and how there are different calls from the fall season to the spring season, and I just talked to him yesterday, by the way, and he was telling me it's a whole different process for the fall season. And so I'm interested in it, very interested in what it takes to get up to where I could actually use the mouth calls and the box call effectively.
Mm-hmm. You know, Red, he asked me why I didn't put his picture on the truck with his dead turkey.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I tried to Photoshop that rope that they had that turkey tied to the tree for you, and I couldn't get that
couldn't
out.
Get that
and
rope
that's
out of
why
there, huh?
That's why I couldn't use his photo on there.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, I'm a little disappointed that the timing that y'all chose in the spring. I think y'all deliberately, I didn't get to go.
You're right.
I think y'all deliberately planned a time where you knew I couldn't go, because you didn't want anybody as handsome as I was to be out there in the woods, and all the turkeys would be coming over to my side.
That's usually what you draw as turkeys. Yeah.
I think Scott's still a little bit bitter over me being there 2 days before him.
Yeah, he kills it on Monday, I believe. I'm supposed to be there on Wednesday, and Monday, like 1 o'clock, he sends me a picture of this dead turkey. And I'm like,
I saw it.
You invited me to hunt with you. How could you kill one before I even get there? So it was good. But we had a blast. Well, Pastor, I'm glad you came in today.
Great to be here.
Again, we want to thank all of you listeners, and we hope you will stay with us through Drive Radio with John Rush and his crew. We are 1-2 now on Saturdays with Sportsman of Colorado. We're going to try to get out in the public and do some live remotes. So we'll keep you in tune with that. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your photos for our bragging gallery. Send us your questions for our Ask the Experts segment. Hope everyone has a great, safe weekend. Looks like a beautiful day out there. So have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.
opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.